Are you sick of not having enough healthy options of food on hand? You go to open the refrigerator to get a snack or to start dinner prepping because you didn't even think of it until just now. Trust me, I get it. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough healthy options. I want to eat more optimally. I want to have more energy. I want to be a better example for my kids, lead a healthy family, and not to mention, again, that you didn't even think about dinner until this point. And you think, oh, I do this every time. Every time it's almost the end of the week and I still have 3 more meals to plan. You get the point. I have done it time and time again. You should stay tuned for this episode because I'm going to give you 3 super simple steps to help you build a more healthy grocery list. You won't even need a pen and paper. Let's go. Welcome to Reps and Redemption. What would your life look like if you started to prioritize your health and your faith? Have you been up late at night Googling healthy grocery lists, upper body workouts, or quiet time with God ideas? Hey there, I'm Ashley Harvey, college athlete, Jesus follower, now wife and stay-at-home mom of 3 daughters. In this podcast, you will be motivated to build your physical strength, increase in biblical wisdom, and utilize tactical health tips. If you're ready to be a part of a like-minded community of moms who want to be bold in their faith and live well, you're in the right place. Grab an iced coffee or a Celsius and head to the gym. Let's dive in. Hey there, welcome back to the show. If you've been listening for a little while, I'm sure you notice some of the changes, and I hope you are here for it because I am so excited. It's really amazing when you start to understand the purpose behind something that you're doing, and I feel like I spoke a lot in my former episodes to the hearts of mamas who want to be bold in their faith and live well because they're leading their kids, their daughters. And now I've kind of opened it up to be a little bit more inclusive of mothers with daughters and sons, but we both have the same goal, and that is to grow in our faith and to become just healthier women, women of the Lord all around, and to glorify God. So if for a moment you might think that I'm not speaking to you anymore, bold mama, please reconsider because you are exactly who I am talking to. And I hope you choose my voice every now and again, at least, to be in your corner. So let's dive into the episode about kind of just figuring out how to build a healthier grocery list. You know, I think, honestly, I think food is one of my love languages. I remember, you know, and for some of us, to be completely transparent, our first year or two of marriage can be a little bit, tiny bit rocky. You know, even as believers, we just were learning how to communicate with our spouse. We're learning them. They're learning us. We're learning how to, conversate. We're learning how to fight healthy, fight well when we do have arguments. And I remember in the first year, year and a half of my husband Alex and I, maybe you'd have a disagreement or maybe kind of a not so great, you know, fight about some sort of miscommunication. And of course, looking back now, we're just like, what were we even arguing about? But it makes me think of food because the next day he would, I mean, this only happened like twice, but he would have a box of incredibly delicious pastries from this bakery in Valrico, Brandon, Florida called Moreno's. And if you are ever visiting there or live there, you probably know if you live there. It is just amazing. And they also have Cuban food, but he would stuff the box with like almond croissants and cookies and chocolates and a cake or a cupcake. And then, of course, I mean, come on. However, this episode isn't necessarily about desserts. Actually, it's not today. Today, we're going to just talk about 3 simple steps that will help you build a healthier grocery list. And after making this mistake time and time again, and I still make it sometimes, I have to go back to what I know to be true. When I go grocery shopping for my now family of 5, I am counting my 10-month-old because she wants to eat probably more than I do. And that says quite a bit, don't you think? But I love following recipes. I love looking at recipes. You know what? I shouldn't say that. I like recipes that are simple, that are easy. I do not like complex recipes. I will follow them when it comes to like some sort of dessert or some sort of healthy like almond flour pancake or something like that. But if it's tedious or a lot of things are involved, my husband will do it. He's an incredible chef. Like, he honestly should be the stay-at-home parent when it comes to cooking. But I think what I need and what I've learned I needed when it comes to buying groceries, you know, obviously, and trying to stay on a decent budget for our family, it's really been helpful to hit these three boxes. And so I'm going to give you, you don't really need to write this down. You can if you want to, but I know mom life. So maybe you're playing on the floor with your kids, or you're at the park, or you're washing dishes, whichever. I'm sure you can remember this because we can do a lot of really cool things as stay-at-home moms. I would say the biggest thing that has helped me, and the three tips, I'm going to give them to you now. When you make a grocery list, all you need to do is write down protein, fats, and carbs. And then you can fill in the blanks if you decide on how you want to fill these spots, right? And now I'm talking to people who do eat meat and eat more paleo or a healthier American diet without a lot of processed things. And if you're not there yet, that's okay. And if you're a vegan or a vegetarian, I just don't know very much about legumes and beans and things like that. I intend to learn more. And I know that that is a main protein source along with some other things. I just can't think of them off the tip of my tongue, but you get the point. So then what has helped me is I don't order groceries like I used to. I will do Walmart pickup, Target pickup, or I will do once in a while like a delivery. But I've noticed with even picking up and now delivering, and since I absolutely love grocery shopping, I've noticed they just, and you know, I've had a few amazing shoppers for any store, but then just the produce, it just doesn't get picked the way that I would choose it. And so I, you know, sometimes do have to go in with the kids and grocery shop, and sometimes it's awesome and sometimes it's a meltdown disaster, and that's great. It is what it's supposed to be that day. But what I've done is I'll pull up, you know, one of the stores I go to either online or on the Instacart app, and you know, keep in mind they charge a premium and it's usually a little bit more overpriced than it already is. And I'll see, okay, is there chicken on sale? Like chicken breast? Is there ground beef on sale? What can I do? Like, what is at Whole Foods that might have a sale? What can I do to help me fill this protein category for at least three adults and one child? My baby obviously wouldn't be eating much of this. So you want to fill that category. You can do it on a budget if you look at the sales that they have that week. Like, I do mine on Sunday night, sometimes Saturday. Sometimes I know certain stores, I know their prices now. So I will say, okay, I'm going to get this amount of chicken breast, this amount of ground beef. If they have salmon, if they have something else like that on, you know, on sale that makes sense and I can make at least two meals out of it. But I do focus on proteins that I can meal prep. And that could be 35 different episodes depending on which way we go with it. But if you focused on that and then fats, so, you know, you can use olive oil for dressing. It's very good for you. Avocados, almonds, you can put, you know, a lot of healthy fats. I'm okay with cheese and dairy. That's kind of what I do. I'll use organic cheese or grass-fed cheese, depending on, you know, if we're doing a salad night. I don't do it that much because it is really high in fat, but I'm talking more about like healthy fat. The avocados are probably my favorite. So that's kind of like my go-to. Then for the carbs, I don't really do a lot of whole grain stuff, especially for dinner. I'm trying to be a little bit more gluten-free for several reasons that I can go over in another episode, but I've noticed that my body just responds better with less carbohydrates in that sense, but I do oatmeal in the morning with eggs and things like that. However, when I say carbs, what I'm talking about is fruit and vegetables. So they're your micronutrients, and you're going to want to fill that, you know, most of your cart, most of your shopping cart. You're going to want to go super heavy on that. And then I do realize, you know, a lot of people that I like to watch grocery, like unboxing grocery videos on YouTube, and I love a lot of these moms, a lot of these women, but they swear by only going to the store once a week. And I've tried that. I've tried it several times. And the reason it doesn't work for me and my family is because we love fruit, and I'm trying to incorporate new veggies for obvious reasons of eating more optimally, eating more whole, eating just more energy-filled foods. If you get too much, it will go bad. And then if you get too little, you have to go back. So what I've been trying to do to fill that bucket is also, you know, kind of see, okay, which store or farmer's market will I be going by? Which, you know, can I get it locally? There is a local farm that I do buy from in here in North Georgia, and they have pickup spots. So if I can make the pickup spot, I would love to just spend all my money on their, you know, grass-fed cows and, you know, wild and crazy and free chickens, but it can be very pricey. So I do have to keep that in mind. And they also do like share baskets. So you're picking up a basket of whatever they gathered from their farm, which is really cool, because I'm going to be trying the share basket this week. And that is something I've been wanting to incorporate, but part of me's scared because I don't know what to do with certain veggies, but I'll be sharing that on my Instagram once I, you know, get the share basket information into that company. And I love supporting small businesses, but, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes when you have littles running around, and where we live, a lot of things that, you know, used to be more local to us is kind of far. So I hope this has helped you, and I'm going to review really quick. So when you are making your grocery list, I mean, you can put it in your mind or on your phone: protein, fats, and carbohydrates. You know, feel free to look it up, Pinterest, you know, healthy fats. I am going to work on making some sort of, you know, basic grocery building list of all the options. But once you fill those buckets and you say, this is kind of, you know, this is along the lines of what I do, what will get us in, if it's like Saturday or Sunday night, what will get us to Wednesday? And what do we have going on those days? And it's been super helpful. And I know that every time I try to just shop by recipe and try the newest thing, you know, it's great for like one dinner, but then the food is gone and I have nothing left over. And lately, my husband and I, we've really enjoyed meal prepping, either together or he'll prep some stuff and I'll prep some stuff. And our Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, with homeschooling and all that we do with him at work, and he drives very far for work, like, it's been so nice to have, we already have chicken breast prepped, we already have raw broccoli, carrots, we have things filled, we have a ton of avocados, and we have a ton of fruit. I know that I have stuff that I can either grab and go, or I can just, you know, throw in a bowl in a big salad, drizzle with olive oil, or if you're not particular about, you know, being careful with dressings, which I think it just, for me, depends on the dressing. I'll make exceptions. You know, I love that. Olive Garden Italian. You gotta be careful though. And I want to get into snacks too, but a while ago, I did an episode on like quick and healthy snacks, ready to go, like for a mom and daughter, if you're on the go. That's episode 7. So I know the introduction and a few things will be different with that episode. I hope that this has encouraged you. And I hope that when you sit down Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, that you decide, you know, to look up, like pull up whatever store is easiest for you to get to. And, or if you do delivery, you know, that's up to you. Sit down and see what they have in those categories. It'll help you stay a little bit more on budget, and it will help you eat more optimally. And then I do like to do it so I have some time usually, or at least my husband has some time on Saturday or Sunday to prep the food that we do get. So we're good through like Wednesday. And then I have to like kind of maybe do something different, a little different Thursday and Friday. And it's been very helpful to me. And, you know, once in a while, I'll still like look up a really cool recipe that I, you know, pops up on my Pinterest page. Or I love following some people on Instagram about, you know, their newest recipe that they're trying, and I'll try a few things, but this has helped me stay more consistent with eating healthier, and it's helped me kind of cut the processed stuff out if I'm just spending money on those categories. I will do a breakfast episode coming up, and like what I eat to feel more energy, and what I eat when I, and then how I feel after when I don't feel have that much energy. So I think that'll be really interesting and super helpful for, you know, stay-at-home moms that really want to optimize their health. And I'm super excited to share everything I've learned with you over the last, 20 years now, and little tidbits of tactical tips for you to just feel better, you know, shop a little bit smarter, just become stronger. I hope this has helped. Feel free to message me on Instagram at Ash Harvey. That's Ash with an E on Instagram. When you sit down to do your new healthy grocery list, that I know this sounds like kind of crazy and super like, wait, that's it? I told you you didn't need a pen. But when you sit down to do this, you might, because you might want to write out the prices of certain stores, certain places, and you might go to several different stores. So side note, I guess I should mention that sometimes I get my fruit and veggies from one store or some from a farmer's market that I can actually go inside. It's not the pickup one. And then the other stuff from, you know, it could be anywhere. It kind of just depends. So I hope this has helped you. I hope you have found some useful tips. And don't forget to send me a message when you start to look at the prices and building your new optimized healthy grocery list. If this episode motivated or challenged you, will you share with a friend? I would be so grateful if you could leave an Apple Podcast review. This is the only way I know you like the show. Please feel free to join the community Fitness Goals for Christian Moms Facebook group or email me at repsandredemption@gmail.com. Be bold, mama, and live well. Until next time.